This is Rochester Speaks. Good morning and welcome back to another segment. Today, talking with David Lanny, the chair for Mustaches for Cancer event coming up and an associate board member for the cancer support community at Gilda's Club here in Rochester. David, thanks so much for joining us on Rochester Speaks this morning. Let's talk Mustaches for Cancer. Really excited for the event coming up. But first of all, how long have you been supporting CSC and what is your role there on the board?
Yeah, so I've been with CSC since about, I was in the bachelor auction in 2022. So basically ever since then. I joined the associate board back in November 2022 and became the membership chair of the associate board as of last year. So yeah, a little over 2 years.
And actually, let's even back up even further and talk about the cancer support community at Gilda's Club, the mission and some of the services that they offer. Can you speak a little bit to that as well?
Yeah, I mean, they offer so many different services. It's kind of hard just to describe them, even like a short interview. But I mean, they offer different programs, like anywhere from support groups for anyone's impacted by cancer. They have a youth and family type things. They have a whole summer camp that children impacted by cancer can go to, art classes. They do dinners every so often. Like, the members of the community come in and cook dinner for the members of the organization there. So many different things.
So as part of the associate board, I know you're one of those young professional leaders. You got a passion for giving back, and cancer is especially this area where you're giving back. How is this experience also helped you connect with other young passionate leaders like yourself in this fight against cancer?
I mean, the associate board itself, there's about 15 to 20 people, and we all just get together, come up with these great ideas to basically give back. Just a fun group to be around in general.
Sure. And you probably got the best mustache of the group, I'm guessing.
Well, usually I have a beard, but yeah, no, I have a mustache for the month, obviously.
And this makes sense because as we get underway here in the month of November, it's Mustaches for Cancer, and this is one of the fundraisers here that your board hosts. What is this campaign, and do we need an awesome mustache like yours, or can we get away with a mediocre one like mine?
You can do both. You can have a good one, you can have a bad one. You don't have to grow one at all, in reality. You can just log onto the page, donate to anyone that is supporting it, and you can support that way too. Monetary, actually growing one, fundraising yourself too, yeah.
So this is the 11th year for the event and the campaign. So what have the first 10 years been like that you know of? And what do we want to do? What kind of goals are we looking for here in the 11th?
So we're looking to raise, we try to raise about $10,000 for the cancer support community in Rochester. Again, we looked at it again this year. And for the last 11 years, basically, it's just been more of the same. They're all, this event is mostly meant to raise awareness for men's cancer health, and the programs that are associated around that as well, but also support the other programs that CSC puts on also.
So this is a social media campaign, and you know, no shame November, right? It's kind of the idea here. And yeah. So I'm curious too, I mean, all kidding aside, but how big does your mustache get throughout this month? You got a really nice bushy mustache by the end?
This is from a year of growth, so it's not that impressive.
Well, I'm sure this is going to be a lot of fun. The goal to raise $10,000. Now, there's multiple ways to sign up, like you said, and this is totally free. Talk a little bit about as well, like where these donations are going, what we can expect to be giving to when we're contributing financially.
Pretty much any of the programs that that CSC puts on, so it can go towards like an art class and go towards any of the support groups that they put on. But pretty much anything that CSC puts on is what will go to support. But it all stays local to like the Rochester area or county area, which is a nice thing about this group.
Yeah, it's all local, CSC Rochester. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about this campaign because it's so unique. I mean, you have several campaigns, but do you know whose idea this was at first for Mustaches for Cancer?
No, I mean, that. I'd have to look into it more. I mean, I know I've been part of this group. I mean, ever since this specific campaign, I've been a part of it since I joined, so about 3 years. And I know a prior board member was the one that was the chair before me. I'm not sure about that anything, but beyond that,
Yeah. And
pretty sure it's find out now though.
No, I mean, this is quite the idea, and I mean, it's perfect. No Shave November. I love the idea.
And I know we have there's another group that kind of helps support us too, the Handlebars for Health, which is put on at Bubble. And we can always provide more information on that too, once we have more solidified dates on that.
Now, all kidding aside, this is, like you said, men's cancer awareness, and this money is really important and stays local. So, what kinds of men's cancer should men especially be looking out for, and why is it so important to raise money for it?
I mean, and anyone should be on that lookout, like prostate cancer and that kind of thing. Any kind of like screening is very important for that type of cancer, obviously. So, yeah.
And then when you have money raised, how does that work? Does that support research? Does it support treatment? All of the above? What's the most beneficial way to put that money to work?
Mostly it helps to bridge the gap and treatment. So, like, we're mostly dedicated to supporting those folks that have cancer or going through, or anyone that's impacted by it. Not necessarily treatment directly, but we're supporting them as they go through their treatment and things like that.
And finally, David, we're talking with David Lanny, who is the chair for Mustaches for Cancer. This month, No Shave November. Hope you haven't shaved yet here in the first couple of days of November, because this is a month to participate, have a little bit of fun, but also the cancer support community at Gilda's Club looking to raise $10,000 this month through Mustaches for Cancer. And finally, David, if we want to learn more about the CSC Rochester or get involved in any other ways, what are the best ways to contact or learn more?
You look up their website at cscrochester.org, and you can also directly get to the mustache fundraising page by going to cscrochester.org/mustaches. Or you can even just, if you want to have, I'm not sure the phone number on top of my head, but you can give them a call. You can always stop in the clubhouse too and get some information as well.
At CSC Rochester, David Lanny, Associate Board Member and organizer of this whole Mustaches for Cancer campaign, which is fun this month, No Shave November. Learn more and also participate up on social media and online. David, thanks for your time this morning and for all you do to help fight cancer.
Thank you.